Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome Mufti Farhan Karani. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope everybody is well on this chilly day. Alhamdulillah.
Gee, the cold came back to bite us one more time. It was feeling like it's getting hot, but there's always that that specific weekend where it's going to get cold once more. And coincidentally, I'm not sure what's the weather in Durban, but the Ijtima is taking place there. So people say Ijtima weekend, it's always going to be cold. So maybe it's the Durban Ijtima. I wonder how if the generally Durban is hot during this period. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, when a mu'min is having good times, and Allah Ta'ala just puts level, but difficulty in his path to give him more reward to increase his daraja. So we had hot weather, alhamdulillah, then Allah Ta'ala said, okay, now you're not making sugar enough now. Give a little bit cold, you make some sugar there for the hot weather you had, and then you can increase your reward.
Gee. And this mindset that when we see Gaza, I often tell the listeners to take a page and just write down what we have and what they do not have. And then we'll see how actually rich we are. And then we can actually pour our real concern out to them for the difficulties that they are going through. And strange enough that you find depression is not amongst the poor people. When you see these people walking on the roads, on the streets, there's no, they don't have a car, they don't have so many things. Often I'm seeing nowadays these people from the locations, they have a horse and they've got a cart and they're just moving from place to place. And just with no care, nothing, they don't have to worry about number plates, license, discs, nothing. And they're going through roads, they're going through bushes, whatever it is. And you wonder, look how simple life is, and we complicate it. We make sugar for what we have, but with all of this that we have, we're still depressed. And there's so much that we still desire to have more.
I was going to speak about this today, greed, and the evils of greed. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah bil alameen, wa al-aqibu bin al-muttaqeen, wa salatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya al-musaleen, Sayyidina wa habibina wa mawlana Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'een. So, Alhamdulillah, let Allah put it on your tongue. Just bring up this topic. So, you are going to speak about this topic, inshallah. So, there's something, you see, every human being has been created with a nafs. And this nafs is like a wild horse. As the mashayikh likened this nafs to a wild horse. The wild horse that is left in the wild, it will remain wild. This nafs, when it is not subjugated to the laws of the Sharia, then it will remain wild and get even more wild. And like a horse, when you take the horse and you break the horse in and you tame this horse, then the horse will be subservient to you. And so when we take this nafs and we break this nafs, and we break the nafs from all desires and wants and passions, then it becomes subservient to Allah Ta'ala. That is why we are called Muslimin, those who are subservient to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is the being who has granted us everything we have. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has granted us money. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has granted us food. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has granted us rizq, sustenance. So Allah Ta'ala has given it to us. Now, it does not belong to us. Allah Ta'ala has ordained upon us that this is how you should utilize the ni'mat that I have given you. I have given you wealth, but you cannot utilize it the way you want. You have been given all the blessings that we have given you, but you cannot utilize it the way you want. You have to utilize it the way we say you must utilize it. And one ayat in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وكان بين ذلك قواما. So this here is the remedy to all the financial problems people are in. A person is in financial problems. Why is he in a problem? Because he didn't follow these guidelines. Yeah. So what does Allah Ta'ala say? That, and those people, when they spend, they do not waste and they are not miserly, but they are in between. And they adopt a moderate approach. So in this is a perfect example, perfect nasiha, perfect remedy to all financial problems. So when we have money, and then we tend to waste it. We tend to waste the money on things we do not even need. And in our homes, we will find things that are lying there for years, which we did not even use. But we saw it and we thought, okay, I need this. But you didn't really need it, you wanted it. So you wasted that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala that He has given you, and you did not use it on something which will benefit you, because now it is lying there. And walam yaqturu, and you are not, and they are not miserly. They are not stingy with the ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given him. So one is that you have and you waste, and the other is you have but you don't want to use. You don't want to use it. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't do any of these. Don't waste and don't be miserly. Rather adopt a medium approach, a moderate approach. So a person has money. Right? To say he has a car. He has a house. He has a phone. But now, what his nafs dictates to him, that he must get something better. He must have better than that. He has a car. He needs a better car. And nothing wrong with having a better car, but the thing is that where do you draw the line? And where do you draw the line? That how much better do you want? And does it become toxic where you start taking out interest loans because you can't sustain your life that you want for yourself? Or you feel peer pressure, you feel pressure in your society that you need, because you need to buy a better car, you need to buy a better house, you need to move in a better area because the people in your street have better cars, they moving out to better areas, so I also need to do the same. And that's where you came in and you spoke about those people who are riding horses and donkeys and cars and you're moving around, and they are the happiest people in the world. So this is what Allah Ta'ala speaks about, that contentment, that those people who are content, they are the kings of the world. And if you are content with what you have, you are the king of the world. And you find in places like Ireland and Sweden, they have the highest suicide rate in the world. Yet they are the richest countries in the world. The richest countries in the world and the highest suicide rate in the world. Now you ask yourself, why is that? You find Hollywood stars, they commit suicide. Now why would they want to commit suicide? They have all the money and all the things in the world that they want, and they want, and they have more than what they can even use. And but they still are suicidal, they still are ungrateful for the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So if a person is content with what he has, then he is a king. He has everything. Contentment is everything. You can be living in a small hut, but you are content with your life, then you are the king of the world. But if you are living in a 10-bedroom mansion, and you can't even sleep at night, and you want a bigger mansion than that, and you want another mansion, then you are pauper. You are pauper. You are poor person. You are beggar. And so, what does greed do? Greed is a drive to desire more. And Allah Ta'ala says, "وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدًا." And those people who accumulate, who mass a wealth, and they count it continuously, they're always counting their money, they're checking their bank balance all the time. Now those people, Allah Ta'ala says that they are the coals and they are the fuel of Jahannam. They will be thrown, لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَ, they will be thrown into the fire. Why? Because they just accumulate. And they, now this greed leads to being stingy. Now you see the kuffar, they have coined a very beautiful name for a stingy person. And they coined the word frugal. And so even, So they won't say this person is stingy. They say he's a very frugal person. And so it sounds like he has a qualification or he has a PhD or something. He's a frugal person. It even sounds like maybe he has a big heart or something. But it means he's stingy. But they don't want to say, no, he's stingy. For example, Bill Gates, they say he's very frugal. And he's a multi-billionaire, but they say he's frugal. Like you think there's some good quality in him. But it's a evil quality. So as a Muslim, when Allah Ta'ala has given us something, she doesn't desire and look at somebody else's things and say, no, I want that, I need that. Now, how you get it, it doesn't matter. Maybe in the beginning, you'll work harder and you'll try to achieve your goal. But when you can't achieve your goal, even after working harder, now shaitan will tell you and bring evil thoughts in your mind to get what you want, no matter how you get it. And so now the person will go to other means where he will maybe start cheating people, start robbing people, stealing. And so he then goes to great heights trying to achieve what he wants in the dunya for himself, a better life. So, but a better life doesn't mean it's the best life. And the best life is the way of Islam. The simplicity is the best. A way of life for a mu'min. So another, now how do we have to spend our sustenance, the resources Allah has given us? How do we have to spend it? How must we spend it? So Allah Ta'ala has given us guidelines. So Allah Ta'ala says that you mustn't waste and you mustn't be miserly. Right. Now Allah Ta'ala says, now where must you spend it? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Allah Ta'ala says then, in their wealth, there is a right for the beggar, for the one who begs, who asks of you, that please give me in the name of Allah Ta'ala, give me something. Wal mahroom, and that person who is deprived. And so Allah Ta'ala says, that is where you have to spend your money. If you spend your money on people who don't have anything, because they have given you this wealth so that you may give it to the poor. You are a means of helping the poor, and because we have given you the wealth, so we will dictate you where you must spend yourself. Wal mahroom, and those people who are deprived and they don't have anything, give them that money. And then other places Allah Ta'ala says, "Yunfiq zu sa'atin min sa'ati," that those who have wealth, those who are in order to say kushada, who have means, and they should spend from what Allah Ta'ala has given them. وَمَنْ قُدِرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ فَلْيُنْفِقْ. And whoever has the ability, whoever has wealth which Allah Ta'ala has given him, then he must spend it مِمَّا عَتَهُ اللَّهُ, from that which we have given him. Allah Ta'ala is reminding us again, it's not your intellect, it's not your business acumen, it's not your effort that you have achieved through the years, and that's why you are where you are today and you have an empire today, is because of your intellect and your personal acumen. Is not because of that. Mimma atahu Allah is because of what we have given you. Allah Ta'ala has given you. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa ma ataha. Allah Ta'ala will not put a burden upon anybody except that what Allah Ta'ala, illa ma'ataha, that what Allah Ta'ala has given you. So Allah Ta'ala is not going to tell you must give more than what you have, or Allah Ta'ala, another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, give what you have left over. And whatever you have, what you are not using, the excess you must give in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala is not saying you must give everything we have given you, you must give that, you must give the excess what you are not using. So, another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, now this wealth, you must recognize what this wealth is. This wealth is a very destructive tool. It can destroy you and it can make your akhirat also. So Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Malu wal-Banun zinatul hayati dunya. The wealth and the children, those sons we have given you, those children we have given you, and that wealth we have given you, zinatul hayati dunya. It is a beautification of this life of the dunya. It's an adornment. It's just an adornment. And you think you, on the day of Qiyamah, that wealth, the ayat of the Quran, Allah says that wealth is not going to help you. You cannot buy your freedom on the day of Qiyamah with that wealth. That you are multi-billionaire in this world, now you come on the day of Qiyamah, now you are pauper, you need the currency of the day, which is amal saliha, and you don't have it. Now you can't, the person will say, no, Allah Pak, send me back to the dunya, I will get the money I have there. And no, you can't go back, there's nothing there, all the world was destroyed already. There's nothing there left for you. What you sowed in the dunya, you would have reaped it here. But you didn't sow anything in the dunya for yourself. You didn't farm anything, any amal saliha for yourself to accumulate for the akhirah. You never put any forex in your account to use, utilize and use here in the akhirah. So now there's no forex for you here. You came here, there's nobody going to help you here. And the mother and the children will run away from each other. They won't want to see each other because the day will be such a important day and such a day that nobody will want to part with even one good deed of theirs because they might need it. And what if they give it away and they don't have, and they go to Jahannam because they didn't have enough good deeds. And now Allah Ta'ala says, well, baqiyatu salihat, and those things which are everlasting and they are better. خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ أَمَلًا. Those things which will last you forever, the good deeds which will last you forever, which will endure into the akhirah, are better to your Rabb for reward and better for one's hope. So those are the things which you should do in this dunya. So the wealth we have given you, utilize it. Don't be enamored with this wealth we have given you. Don't yearn for more. Don't yearn for more. Don't want more and more and more. So this greed, what it leads to miserliness. That a person has and he wants more. When he has more, then he now turns the tables. Now instead of spending a lot, he now starts spending less because he thinks that now I'm going to spend, I got so much now. Now if I spend, my bank balance will decrease and what I have will become less. So I need to accumulate more. So now there's two, from that one evil quality, he adopted another quality, and another quality has come into him of being stingy and miserly. So now he has a bigger problem on his head. So instead of remedying the one problem, he gave birth to another problem in within himself. So then we come back to the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ. Allah Ta'ala says, I know insan. Insan is such that he loves wealth. تُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ. And not ending there. حُبًّا جَمَّا. And excessively. And in Arabic, the tafsir is give حُبًّا جَمَّا كَثِيرًا مَا حِرْثٍ وَشَرٍ. And what he loves it so much with greed for more and more. And he just wants more and more of it. So this wealth, Allah Ta'ala says, I know you love it, but now you have to utilize it in the way I tell you to utilize it. And Allah Ta'ala says other ways of utilizing that wealth, that those people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala, what does it mean to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala? Spend in jihad, spend on the mujahideen, spend on arms and ammunition, spend on the food for the mujahideen, spend on orphans, spend on widows, spend on poor people. Spend that wealth. We have given you, we will give you more. See, Allah Ta'ala has given us. And when we spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala uses us now to distribute this wealth. So the more you give, the more you give, the more you're going to get. And because you're giving so much in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in the cause of Allah Ta'ala, so Allah Ta'ala will increase your wealth because Allah Ta'ala knows you're going to give even more. So the more you give and the more you're getting, and the more you're giving and the more you're getting. And another person, he gets and then he keeps it and he doesn't spend it where he has to spend it in the path of Allah Ta'ala on in those avenues where he has to spend and earn the rewards of the Akhirah. He doesn't do that and he accumulates it and accumulates it. So then he is destroying himself. And because a person thinks that he's going to live forever. So Allah Ta'ala says, now who are those people who want to live forever? And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Jews. وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاءٍ. And you will most certainly find them. They are the most greediest people. They are the most desirous people of our life. And they want to love. And lo, you carry on. Allah says, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. And those people who commit shirk. So the Christians also, they want to love long life. It is why they try to invent new supplements and new food to prolong their life. They want longevity. They want to love for longer. Is loving for 80 years, 90 years, 100 years. And يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala even says, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ. Every one of them, they desire لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَسَنَةً. That if they could even love for 1,000 years, if they can love for 1,000 years, they would love for 1,000 years. They don't want to die. Why they don't want to die? Because they know that their life was a fake life. Their life was not a real life. Their life wasn't obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. So they are going to be punished. They know that. That is why they don't want to die. They're afraid of death. And وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. And they are not going to be removed from that punishment in the least. They will not be removed from their punishment in the least. One student asked me in a week that, you know, I can't understand. You know, I was thinking about something and I just can't understand it. So I said, what were you thinking you can't understand? So he says, when we go to Jannah, couldn't it live there forever and ever? Like ever and ever, ever and like never, ever, never ending, like no stop, forever and ever. He said, yeah. So he said, but forever and ever, he still can't get over it. So I said, yeah, because in the dunya, you gave up your desires and you gave up your passions for in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. So the reward for that is everlasting bliss, everlasting, never ending. On the opposite side, a person who didn't worship Allah Ta'ala, he committed shirk with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that person will get everlasting, never ending, khalidina fiha abada, in Jahannam, never ending. And so because that person chose shirk and chose kufr forever, he didn't have an intention to even come towards Iman, so therefore he will dwell in Jahannam forever and ever, for eternity. And that person who he is a mu'min, he is a believer, he didn't desire to leave Allah Ta'ala's deen, so then he will dwell in Jannah forever and ever. So I asked him, listen, so see you got a car, right? So now you want a better car. Okay, so you got a car that doesn't have any electronics. Now you got a car that has electronics. Then you want a better car. You say, I need maps on here. Then I need this driving assist. Then I need this here and I need that there. And I need 360 cameras on my car. And I need this tires. And so you're never happy. You want more and more. So in general, it's like this. Every Juma, you're going to have better than what you had the last Juma. You go for shopping every Juma, and you go and you use your currency of your Amal Salihah, and you will buy new things. And next week when you come to the Mall of Jannah, you will see even better things than what you saw last week. And say, but I never saw anything like this. You spend the rest of eternity in Jannah, and you will get even more better things and more better things, because Allah Ta'ala is so great, Allah Ta'ala is so magnificent, that Allah Ta'ala continuously gives you more and more and more better things. So that is the life of the Akhirah. That is what we have to work for. So what we have is on a loan. As Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُخْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who is there who can give Allah Ta'ala a loan? Allah Ta'ala doesn't mean a loan. But Allah Ta'ala is saying that if you give me, I will repay you with even better. مَنْ جَابِ الْحَسَنَةَ فَلَهُ عَشْرٌ صَالِحَا. Then Allah Ta'ala says another place that I will give you even more than 10. And يُضَاعِفُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. I will give you even more than 10. Multiple fold reward you will get. Well, just do the good things that Allah Ta'ala has told us to do, spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and do our 5 daily salah, and give your zakat, and go for hajj, and just to help, be a good Muslim, be a better Muslim every day, and Allah Ta'ala will give us better in this dunya and better in the akhirah. وَآخِرُ دَعْمَانَ
عَنْهِمْ رَقْلَانَ. Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Sahab, for that wonderful advice regarding wealth and how to use it and how to appreciate it. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.